Call meeting order.
Dr. Record shows it.
All the board members are present that are on the airport county board committee. Public station.
I'll start in response to some of the comments that were made during our last meeting. And what I pull from are the grant assurances for airport sponsors. This is what everybody's bound to when they accept federal money for funding for their airport. The most recent term would be the runway that was built. And these grant assurances hold for 20 years after they accept these funds. And item number 22, the grant assurances for airport sponsors, I'll ask you to pay particular attention to reasonable terms and unjust discrimination. Item 22 is economic non-discrimination. It says it will, meaning the sponsor, it will make the airport available as an airport for the public use on reasonable terms and without unjust discrimination to all types, kinds, and classes of aeronautical activities, including commercial activities offering services to the public at an airport. There were comments made last time that they were going to find some way to deter a commercial operation or make it somehow prohibitive. The state of Illinois, under my request, has began an investigation to that grant violation. They will draw a comparison between what my rental rates are to be fair and comparable to other airports around the area, as well as insurance requirements. Through different conversations and trying to get a copy of the county's insurance policy, you'll find that it's written and underwritten by ACE, and that I carry as much and more insurance than what the county carries itself for liability. The county itself is a commercial operator. The county sells fuel, and the county rents hangars. It qualifies as a commercial operator. You folks have the same liability as a commercial operator as I do, if not more. You pump fuel into a $30 million Challenger jet, you have the liability that that fuel is safe and that fueling operation is conducted in a safe manner. So I will advise some of the new people to these meetings that a lot of time, effort, and energy was spent in reference to the grant assurances, to the state of Illinois' guideline for airport management, and to the federal guidance, the Airport Cooperative Research Program Airport Management Handbook. I spent part of my 4 years as an undergraduate in airport management classes. I've got another employee that works for me who has a bachelor's degree in airport management. So I can give you some pretty good insight to airport management.
Can I follow that?
Absolutely.
Well, what I'm going to do is just following what Rusty's talking about. Is I'm going to pass around this document here that he just referenced. This is the terms and conditions regarding that grant money that was taken. If you look at the back page, it's signed by the sponsor, and that's a signed copy. Because I've also been in contact with the Illinois Division of Aviation Aeronautics Division. I've not filed any claims yet, but I have been talking with her. I met her several years ago over the Light Sport program. One of the things that I wanted to ask about is, I know, Jimmy, you work a lot of hours out there at the airport, right? I mean, I see you there all the time.
This is your time.
Probably work a full week. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to look at my papers because I've got a lot of notes here that I need to maybe read. But I've watched this for months now, and I just cannot understand how things can be so mismanaged. Nothing has happened in like 6 months. And today I hear, you know, we're going to not want to operate a business out of the airport. I can't believe this. There's most every successful airport in the country has an FBO. You know, an FBO is an acronym. You know what it stands for? Flight Business Office. If you go to Mattoon, they have an FBO and a restaurant. A few weeks ago, I flew over to Greencastle. They have a restaurant and a hotel, all in the airport grounds. why RSB Aviation hasn't slapped a suit on the county by now, I cannot believe. At the last airport board meeting, Albert, you brought up why they have this at the beginning. It's because it's a requirement by law. They have to have this open session. They don't want it at the end of the meeting because I'm not sure they want to hear the comments. Okay? One of the other things is we have the vote. You guys were told ahead of time that that was an illegal ballot. You did it anyway. The county then appoints Adana, I'm glad to see you here, to the board. This seems like collusion to me. I mean, we've conspired to do this. I don't want you to answer this, Adana, but there were four people that said they would sit on this board. Of those four, three are pilots. I'm not sure that you can name three of the four forces of flight. Jimmy, during a recent meeting, it was brought up about the Booster Club. I attended these meetings many times and enjoyed it. It was a good time. It was brought up that as a nonprofit, I believe by you, the Watchdogs. And your answer was, you know, no comment. When I hear no comment, it tells me we're either hiding something or there's something criminal going on. I'm not sure which it is. But with that, I spent 30 seconds on my cell phone to look up the requirements for registering a nonprofit. That's all it took, 30 seconds. If you need help with it, I'd be glad to help. Jake's not here, but another comment with this group, I'd like to add some of my two cents. The Watchdog guys put some pressure on this group. They put a lot of stuff out there in the public forum. But if you don't give them anything to put out there, they don't have nothing to report. There was all these questions about where this is, where that is, and the answers were evasive and defensive. How about just say, we'll put that on the list for the next meeting, we'll bring those up and we'll talk about them and what our actions are. If we've made errors, let's just correct them. Nobody's perfect. The Watchdogs asked about the $1,400 check and the illegal bank account. Nobody can seem to answer these. Why aren't these on an action list for this group to try and do something about? Instead, we try to find ways around giving a contract or a lease to RSB Aviation. The paper I passed out shows who the sponsor is and the airport board. The terms and conditions of accepting an airport, this is quoted from the standard, the terms and conditions of accepting an airport improvement program grants you signed, Jimmy, as sponsors, says that you'll operate the airport in within certain standards with the FAA order 5190.6B. Loosely stated, it says you'll operate the airport in a growth position. Not having a FBO is not a growth position. The next chapter in this document talks about the federal grant obligations that Rusty just mentioned. It requires you to make aeronautical facilities available to the public and its tenants on terms that are reasonable. I questioned, is your daughter still banned from the airport?
I haven't got any information.
It's illegal. The same document in section 9.7 says availability of lease space. The assurance federally obligates the sponsor to make available suitable areas of space or space on reasonable terms to those willing and qualified to offer aeronautical services to the public, e.g. air carrier, air taxi, charter flight, training, or crop dusting services, or support services, fuel, storage, tie-down, flight maintenance services. This document goes on to state that it requires the sponsor to negotiate in good faith and on reasonable terms with prospective aeronautical providers. It goes on to state that the FAA does not accept sponsors' claim of insufficient business activity as a valid reason to restrict the prospective broader provider access to the airport. The document and grant acceptance also includes a thing called ADA compliance. I don't see handicapped parking spaces in the parking lot, nor signage. It seems like, since this is a good old boy network, I happen to know somebody that might be able to do this. I'm not on the board, so I don't have a conflict of interest in this. Dan, please keep up the good work. Okay. Seen Dale somewhere. I know he's put a lot of work into this lease. Appreciate that, too. Personally, as a concerned citizen, I'd like to see an action plan with a status report at the next meeting. In the meantime...
You realize this is a committee and not the airport board.
I know it is.
And your 5 minutes.
I'm going to pass these around.
And your 5 minutes are up.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to keep talking.
Can I defer my 5 minutes to his...
Yep. There you go.
No.
I've also created a Facebook page called Edgar County Airport for everybody in this room to post your opinions on and comment.
If you're going to continue to talk after you've been told your 5 minutes are up, we're going to disband the meeting and go home. There's no sense to sit here and listen to
you. Okay.
John,
do you want to read the rest of this here?
I can read it.
Wait. There you go, John.
I'll pass.
Excuse me. What? I've been asked to take notes. I have no clue who 340 people are. So if you're going to speak, just please tell me your name. What was your name, sir?
Joe Shiner.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I have...
That's fine.
Ask what, Joe Shiner?
Yep. S-C-H-E-I-N-E-R.
Okay. That's all I ask.
John Kraft with a K.
Okay.
Down here. That's the email I set up.
And... I don't believe you guys have a public speaking policy for this public body that's in this meeting. So the 5 minutes really doesn't apply, but I'll abide by it. First thing, before I start reading, I need to say something before I forget. The Airport Booster Club doesn't legally exist. It was involuntarily dissolved close to 20 years ago. The Airport Flying Club is a for-profit organization that is bound by this same lease you're making up for other for-profit organizations. Patrick Aviation is a for-profit organization that should be bound by the same contract you're working up for this other for-profit corporation. I just want you to keep that in mind. There's other organizations out there that are for-profit also. Facebook, Edgar County Airport. Email, edgarcountyairport@gmail.com. A call to the Illinois Department of Transportation Aviation Division regarding comments with compliance and mismanagement. I believe that they may be of assistance. I can provide you with the contact information if you'd like. ADA website, consider this notice. Contact the Illinois Attorney Auditor General's Office regarding funds mismanagement and request an audit of the financial records. I believe the most recent audit was just county audit, right? I think it was. But it needs a forensic audit, in my opinion. I agree with you. Talks about the free storage, about the airport. Jimmy being out there so much and only getting a salary of $13,000 a year, I believe brings him under the minimum wage. And should you decide to terminate, I'm not requesting him to terminate you, Jimmy, just to let you know that. If he was ever to terminate or quit, he could sue you guys for all the extra hours he's spending out there with that without getting paid at least minimum wage, just to let you know that.
That's got it.
I believe that is it, and I encourage you to speed up the process of developing the lease, developing reasonable insurance and lease terms and dollar amounts, and get the process moving so RSB can continue on with that, what they've been doing. Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah. As a member of the advisory board committee that attempted to write the lease that you're seeing here tonight, we intended to develop a vehicle for any business to use at the airport. That was our intention, and we hoped we had accomplished that. It is formatted on an outline from the federal guideline for small airports, and that's why when you read that, you see the articles. We copied that verbatim out of their recommendations. Some of them don't apply to us because they're for bigger places. We use several leases from some close and some further away airports to gather ideas from to use in writing the lease. We chose a lot of things. We threw a lot of things away. But we had purposely left a lot of blanks to be negotiated between the lessee and the county. And this is what has to be done after this lease is adopted or some vehicle is adopted. And in it, we attempted to cover the obligations of the lessee and the county. We covered disputes and disagreements, how they're handled, and we covered termination, how it is done and by whom and what the format is to go through. And tonight is really only for the consideration of this piece of paper as the vehicle that the county would use with anybody, you know, regardless of what the business is. Anybody wants to run a business from Ada County Airport, they would use this format, and they would negotiate with the county at that point and for the specifics in the lease. And we hoped, Jake and I and Dan hoped that we had accomplished this. There's always room for some tweaks and some changes, but we thought we had it, the format of it, in pretty good shape. I do recommend that you approve this format that we've adopted. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? Hearing none, we'll go on to discuss the development of the lease for the airport. I would recommend that we go down article for article. And I can give my position, and I hope Mike and Dan's position, and that is that the lease is supposed to protect the county. That should be our position on it.
That's mine.
You know, on the airport manager, you got a person or corporation determined to by the Edgar County Board.
What page are you on?
Page 2. Page 2. We're planning on having a corporation run the airport? Or doesn't it say the person determined by the Edgar County Board for appointment to manage and supervise the operation of the airport?
That is a definition that could apply to any airport, not necessarily Edgar County. Edgar County has a person. We don't have a corporation, I agree. But these are just definitions. So we can strike out corporation.
Sure.
Fine.
Okay. All right. Contract. Where it says such agreement will recite the terms and conditions. I don't understand what that's saying. And if anybody else has any questions, go ahead.
I'm
just calling
you here.
Okay. Like it's a typo of some sort, is it?
Looks like it.
Such agreement will recite the terms and conditions under which the activity will be conducted at the airport, including but not limited to locations of operation, rent, fee, charges. My question is, I don't understand what that. Okay. So,
again, those are definitions. Really don't have a lot.
Yeah, that is right.
With the contract itself.
But that's the other thing that I have a question. The front page calls it a lease, and in here we're saying definition of contract. I don't know if that makes a difference.
No, I don't think it should.
What's this fuel flowage fee? A fee collected by Edgar County Airport per gallon of fuel dispensed at the Edgar County Airport as a means of generating revenue.
It's like crop dusters when they come in, they bring their own fuel.
Well, they bring, and we're charging them for the fuel they bring themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And put.
Yes, we charge them.
They make 15 cents a gallon.
The reason we do that
right.
is because we can't put the fuel in their planes fast enough. So they have a truck here that does it. They tell us how much, and we charge them an amount.
Okay.
And it's spelled out 15 cents a gallon somewhere in the
Well, I saw that. I didn't think that was fair, but...
Yeah.
Well, they've been doing that for years. I can't imagine.
That's for the crop dusting planes that have to fill real fast. Otherwise, people buy fuel from the airport.
Right.
But that's the crop dusters.
Yeah, it can be any crop duster, not just the rest of your RFB aviation.
That's the other thing I had marked, but I wasn't down that far. Okay, the rent will be subject to a readjustment on an annual basis from the execution date.
What page did you go
That's
to?
That's on page 4.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
You're on. Okay.
I had some notes here.
You didn't need that. Don't worry about it.
Okay, let's go to page 4.
On page 3, there's a lot of blanks that I think need to be filled in before the county board can approve this as a lease or contract.
Blanks, what do you mean?
Well, the amounts, I think we have to...
That should be negotiated with the business. That should be negotiated items with the business that comes in. You going to fit?
Yes.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we have the business in. So,
not yet.
Well, we're not.
The lease is for any business. It hadn't been negotiated with anybody. Nobody has a lease out there right now as a business.
True.
Right.
But we can put a price in there now, and in 10 years or 5 years, we can put a different price in there.
I think it should be negotiated.
That's we're going to get to that, too. The annual CPI, Consumer Price Index, will not increase over 4% annually.
That's getting too much like rent control.
That's
for
taken
me.
From
yeah.
Harmon Airport.
Hmm?
That's from Harmon Airport.
Yeah.
Well, we ought to be able, as a board, to be able to set whatever we feel like it is, as long as it's within reason. I don't want to be tied to the...
Well, we're saying here... we'll listen to the CPI unless it's too high, and then we won't do it.
And we might be involved. There might be some kind of federal law or something that says we have to do that. I don't know.
Well, maybe ISOC could look at that and see what he thinks.
Okay.
He should go there anyway before here.
That every year you guys can.
This should have been to state's attorney before we even look at it.
That's a mechanism to limit how quickly you can inflate the rent on it.
Sure, but if the consumer price index goes up 20%, we don't want 4% increase. So it shouldn't be a problem not to have that then.
It shouldn't be a problem to have that.
You know what? The public station is closed. You're not supposed to be talking.
Thanks for Don.
Okay, you're welcome. They'll never get this done if everybody keeps interrupting them.
Okay.
With a little input, they may get it done in a legal fashion.
You're done.
The leasee shall pay a fuel flowage fee of 15 cents a gallon. That's all right now, but that ought to be one of the things that can be changed.
That's one of the highest rates of any airport that I checked. I have 50 of them, I think. Most of them are less than 15 cents a gallon, so actually, Hager County is making more money on flowage fee than most airports around.
So on that one...
Investors like it, apparently. They're coming.
Right.
On that one... If somebody that's there at the airport wants to bring in an outside truck and fuel their own, the county still gets 50.
Yes.
So that's I see. I thought that was kind of high, but
it is high.
But I mean, I did.
That's what Erie County charges, and they make money on.
Okay. Well, we got to keep the doors open somehow. So.
Okay. Use of premises in accordance with the Illinois Department of Transportation, Aeronautics, and Airport Manager's Handbook, allowed operations will include but not limited to hangar rental. Somebody rent the... Oh, that's still page 4. We're not allowing anybody to rent out hangars. In fact, on back here it says that we don't do that. In fact, I just found a couple places in here where it contradicts itself. But there, somewhere back here it says that lessee is not allowed to rent, sub-rent.
Right.
But am I reading this wrong? It says here that hangar rental is one of the things that they can do?
There are two contradictions there. In order to understand, on a daily operation, you said that you prohibit subleasing, but as part of a repair facility or a facility that offers services to the flying public, if they fly through and they need a hangar space for the night, I may rent that hangar space to them. I may move my airplanes out and rent that to them, and that's
okay.
Part of what would be common.
Okay, here's the deal. You talk operators. Again, and you're gonna, everybody's going to have to leave.
You're not on the board. You're not the chairman.
You shouldn't even be here.
You're not on the board, Donna.
You shouldn't even be here.
You're not even on the subject.
I asked her to do the notes, all right?
Exactly. They have to have some communication if they're going to understand the content of that lease. Just like you can't describe three forces of flight, they don't know what goes on a daily basis, and I'm trying to help them.
And we appreciate it. I do, anyway. We can mark it out if you want to mark it out. I mean, it's not made a big deal, so.
Okay.
We've got an X through that.
All right. And here it says that we supply.
Where are you at?
Next page. We supply, without limitation, heating, air conditioning, light, electrical, plumbing, gas, exterior telephone, internet service.
Where are you reading that at, Ben?
Right at the top of page 5.
Okay.
We supply all that. We charge for it, don't we? Power, heat, or do we?
Right, I understand it right now. What all we charge is for, we charge a flat rate per month for a rent, and then that's it.
I think to read that, it's saying that the leaser will keep these things in good working order. It says necessary maintenance and repairs. It says nothing about charging. It says they will be in good repair. So if the air conditioning breaks, then the lessee should not be responsible for fixing it. It should be the leaser,
okay.
Which would be Geauga County Airport, and that's the way I interpret that statement.
So my question, right? My question there should have been later on that stuff, I guess. The indemnity and insurance. They put in here, leasee covenants and agrees that it shall indemnify and save forever harmless the lessor, its officers, agents, employees, from any and all claims, demands, and causes of action of any kind and nature whatsoever, including attorney's fees, which may hereafter be made against the leaser on account of any personal injury, including wrongful death or property damage resulting from or connected in any way with the lessee's use of the airport premises, except claims that arise solely from acts of negligence or willful conduct on the part of the lessor, its officers, agents, or employees. For this purpose, the lessee shall procure and maintain in effect for the entire term. Anyway, the way I read that, the county can be sued for what the lessee interprets as negligence. Is that right?
Well, in my opinion, that should be something that the state's attorney interprets, because we're not a lawyer, and I've read that 2 or 3 times, and I get 2 or 3 different questions on it, so I think that just leave it the way it is, and when ISOP goes through and checks the lease, I think he can interpret what it means to us. I don't think.
Well, it's part of it you took out of the original lease.
From Terre Haute, Holman Links, yes.
Hmm?
Or Holman Airport, that's where it came from, almost word for word.
It is?
Yes. So if Terre Haute, Holman Field thinks it's good, then I don't see any problem
well,
there.
Like I say, I'm for.
Well, I mean, some of this stuff, we're not. ISOP should have seen this before we. Therefore, he would interpret that as legal or not legal.
I'm not saying whether it's legal or not legal, Dan. I'm saying whether we want it in there or not.
Well, I'm saying ISOP could say.
Well, he could say.
Well,
I think it's legal.
Okay, fine.
I'm saying I don't want that in there, then, because the way I understand that, that gives a right to sue the county.
Well, maybe that's a possibility.
Well, I would say that our state's attorney probably would, since he's going to be representing us, will try to limit our liability.
Yeah,
right.
And
so he can make
fine.
That decision.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Why I feel about it. Yeah.
Okay. If anybody else has any questions, put them out there. I've just got what I've had here.
No, that's what I've done with this a long time ago. I don't see where it can be much different or improved.
Well, the last meeting that we had while we're on this subject was, I wasn't questioning, I don't think, at the time. There were some blanks in there. We got into an argument over $1 million. You just put that in there. I realize that.
Right.
That didn't
right.
mean
no.
Anything.
That was a minimum
right.
amount.
Right. Right. And I'm fine with that. What we'll end up doing is the state's
right.
attorney and our insurance company.
Well,
will decide what that's going
to be. I have talked to Mike Elledge twice yesterday and today about the insurance that would be basically a minimum amount out here for a business, and this came from his mouth. This is about what he said it should be, at least a million liability.
Okay.
With a $3 million aggregate, which I don't know what that means, but I have it written down here. So
okay.
He didn't want to put it in paper because he didn't want to be held. Right. He didn't
right.
want to be held to that. But the minimum of $1 million is all the leases that we used for this lease, that was what they had. And this is what Mike said.
As long as that figure...
It could change, but it's a minimum of $1 million.
The point I was trying to make, as long as that figure indemnifies us,
right.
it doesn't cost us any more money as a county or doesn't raise our rates because it's not enough,
right.
then that's I don't care if it's
it
$5.
It may be more. I don't know.
It may very well be.
Also,
it could be less.
Also, Mike called Rusty's insurance agent, Mr. Nader, and Mr. Nader supposed to fax and get back with Mike with all the information and insurance and so forth. So I did do some homework on the insurance. And right now it's about where it should be. That can change. And we did have a disagreement the last meeting about insurance. Also, he wasn't for sure asking about how much the county has on the building out there, and he wasn't for sure, but he thinks it's around $300,000. That's on the airport hangar, the building itself.
That's just to put it back, okay.
Right, in case something happens to it.
Well, they know more about that than we know about whether
right,
that's...
Right, that's the reason why
I would think you could build that back for $300,000, but
yeah.
maybe you could.
But that's...
I wouldn't think you could either.
I wouldn't think so either, but that's what he said to Ed. So.
Yeah.
So I did talk to him 2 days. And I talked to Reed also the other day. So that's where it stands on the insurance.
And they thought that $1 million, $3 million would be adequate.
Right.
Well, it says right there, the last thing, it says insurance required of Edgar County.
I've got that marked there out. I don't see what that's...
Edgar County shall carry and maintain it. What? Go ahead.
That's what he was saying. The $300,000 is what he was saying that Edgar County has on the premises out there.
Okay.
So that's the reason why that's in there. So, I mean, they're going to have insurance anyway, right? So really, you wouldn't even need that in there.
That's
I mean,
what I say.
It's common sense would tell you they got to have insurance. But it's not hurting anything being there, so. And if you want to, I can tell you what leases all this stuff came from. That one came from Putnam County. On the workman's comp and the last statement on the insurance. I think that on the insurance required of Edgar County was what Rusty's lawyer that one night mentioned should be in the lease.
What should be?
The required of Edgar County. Insurance required of Edgar County. Which they're going to have anyway, right? I mean, stupid, they all have it.
Yeah, they have insurance
right.
on all their buildings.
And workman's comp, and that one before that is from the Putnam County lease, which is what we've talked about, that
yes.
he is required to have, so it
mm-hmm.
is in there. And the applicators is the crop dusters that is required by the state of Illinois, which we discussed the last time.
Yes.
Okay. So.
I think you guys done a good job, Dan. We've got things that...
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, we spent probably 15, 20 hours working on this, and Dale and Jake did most of the work. I just kind of sat and looked at them.
Man, you can blame it on them, Dan.
Yeah, well, they know more about the airport than I do, so I just gave them material. Anything else?
I'm looking.
Okay.
Oh, that is why I was reading it. That I thought contradicted the first. Leasee agrees not to sublet or permit any unauthorized person
right.
to use any office
right.
key.
I knew it was in there somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we still have to decide what areas are rented and
that should be a negotiable item, I think. But the business that's in there, business may not need 3/4 of the acre.
Sure.
Business may
sure.
only need 1/4. So why should you put a space in now when you don't know what business is in out there?
That's not what you're saying, is it?
There's only one big hangar for this,
mm-hmm.
right? Which has four spots.
That was another question. That's all we're doing this for. This lease, old lease stands for the T-hangers.
T-hangers, right? I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. That's,
but the big hangar
is what we're discussing.
Yeah, that's this Exhibit
yeah.
A that has all the spaces
mm-hmm.
marked off. And I think there's what, 4 spaces in the big hangar, and Rusty has 3 of the 4. But maybe another business come in may not want 3 of the 4, maybe only 1 of the 4. So to put a
so you're
now,
saying, you're
put
saying
a space in now would be stupid.
We're making this out for. I thought we was doing this for Rusty.
We're doing it for. I thought
we're bidding it. We're bidding it out or something.
Well, you can't bid it out because the motion that was made at the board meeting was for Rusty to negotiate with him first.
That's my point.
But the point is, this lease is. Do you see
him with him in the first opportunity?
Do you see RSB Aviation's name anywhere in this
lease? I understand that. But at some point in time, when we start,
then it will be for Rusty.
Yeah, the county's not going to approve a lease.
But Rusty may not want 3/4 of the hangar.
We're working out a lease.
Right. For any business that could come into the airport.
Yeah.
That was
but the lease,
that was made
but
by our board.
My
channel.
Assumption was that the lease that we present to the board
is for any business.
Is filled out, and this is what...
No.
Well, sometime we're going to have...
Yeah,
the board
right.
has to approve it.
After we approve the lease, then any business that wants to lease it... We'll sit down and we negotiate this blank.
In other words, we approve the lease
first,
form.
And then you negotiate with the business.
I think
because
that's what
because you
you're
just can't
to.
Negotiate with RSB Aviation because another business may come in. He may not want the space out there. So why are you going to do that?
We would still be charging the same amount for
not
the area.
Not necessarily. Right? You're charging them out for 3/4 of the hangar.
So a 1/4 of it would be if they wanted 1/4
right,
or 2/4.
Right,
right.
Right.
So,
but Rusty may not want 3/4 now. He may only want 1/4. So how can you put a space in and a rent in now when you don't know what's going to be? So the blank should stay there until after the board approves the lease and then go back and negotiate with the business that's going to be in there. This is a business lease. This is not a lease for RSB Aviation.
Right.
Right. So why should you fill out the part now when you don't know what's going to be in there?
We don't know who's going to be.
Right. That's
okay.
what I'm saying. But where are we at?
Well, I've got some thing marked, but I don't see a default on page 8. A default by leasee in the performance of any of the terms, covenants, and conditions of this agreement and failure of the leasee to remedy or undertake to remedy to the Edgers County Board's satisfaction such default within a period of 30 days after written receipt. Well, that
yes.
The undertake to remedy.
Yeah, in other words, that's 30 days from time that somebody says something's wrong to
undertake the remedy.
Undertake, right.
Which means we are remedy and we're just...
Be working on it, right.
Well, I think you should have in there that you have to, whatever it is, has to be took care of in 30 days, not you start taking care of it.
Yeah.
And what could we be talking about that would take more than 30 days? If you could give me an example.
I'm not an expert on aviation. I mean, what's so important about the 30-day period? I mean, within
because
30
it's
days.
Undertaken to remedy means as long as you start to
yeah.
remedy, you can take, what, 2 years?
Yeah, well, is that a problem?
Yes. Well, it all depends on what it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it is. I'm for taking that or undertake to remedy and leave it 30 days.
Well, you could say that's fine with me. You want to take the undertake to remedy.
Yeah.
Take undertake out and say it's remedy within 30 days.
Yeah.
No, that's no big deal.
Okay.
Or remedy in 30 days.
How long has it taken you guys to fix the jail?
We haven't got it fixed yet. I shouldn't say
30 days.
Yeah.
That's why it says undertake.
You're not going to have to fix the buildings. Up here in the earlier part, it says that we have
to. The verbiage is pulled from other leases and other lawyers.
It's from word for word from Putnam County.
Yes, I understand that.
It works for Putnam County.
I'm saying I don't want that in there.
Okay,
and if two of you guys want it in there, then I guess I'm overruled.
Well, you want?
I
don't care one way or the other.
Okay.
It's not a big deal.
Okay, then it's not going to be in there.
Okay, good. So we've got that solved. So where are we at?
No, I've got Mark. Neither party shall be held in breach of this agreement. Just same page.
Okay.
Down on point 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Neither party shall be in breach of this agreement because of any failures to perform any of its obligations here under if said failure is due to any cause for which it is not responsible and over which it is no control, provided, however, that the foregoing provisions shall not apply to failure by lessee to pay fees, rents, and other charges. I don't understand what...
That says
you can't get in trouble for anything except not paying your rent.
That's from Putnam County, so...
Is that what that says? That's what I read.
I haven't read it yet. I don't.
Is that how you interpret that or not?
No. That's another one.
I haven't got that for you. Hang on, man.
No, me either. That might be something for ISOP to look at.
Now, where is it, Ben?
It causes weeds.
Page.
Oh.
Page 8?
Yeah.
Down to
neither party.
Causes a breach waiver? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What does that mean to you, Rusty?
Breach of contract?
Yeah.
So somebody breaks one of the violations and you got to do something about it?
This one right here.
Causes a breach or waiver. Any failure to perform obligations here and under. That paragraph is addressing what happens if somebody is in violation or not keeping up their end of the bargain.
Okay.
That's breach or waiver.
All right. That would be something state's attorney might think about.
Okay. Waiver of any breach, violation, or default in or with respect to the performance or observance of the covenants and conditions contained herein shall not be taken to constitute a waiver of any such subsequent breach, violation, or default in or with respect. That don't look good to me either, but you can take that to attorney.
Yeah, right. I agree.
I'd have a lot of fun with that.
That'd be a good idea.
Paid by the word.
Called lawyer talk.
Right. Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of lawyer talk.
Yeah, I agree. Probably this should have gone to the lawyer before here. So that's my comment a long time ago.
Cost. Last item on page 8. Cost of expenses of enforcement. Upon the occurrence of an event or default which requires either party to undertake any action to enforce any provisions of this lease, the defaulting party shall pay upon demand all of the non-defaulting party's costs and expenses, including the reasonable fees of attorneys, agents, and others, as may be paid or incurred by such non-defaulting party in enforcing any of the defaulting party's obligations under this lease or in any litigation, negotiations, transactions.
That was put in by Rusty's lawyer, which is typical of all leases. There's a thing over there.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's going to stay. So.
Well. What we're really trying to do here is so we can unanimously vote for it.
My opinion, and I told you before, that this should have gone to ISOC before we even have a chance to go through here, because we're talking about things here that a lawyer can only interpret. If he says it shouldn't be in there, then it shouldn't be in there. If it should be in there and he can tell us what it means, then fine. So my thought, before you get to the point where you actually say, take it to the board and vote on it as a lease, it should go to the state's attorney first.
What that's saying is if either party wants to sue the other party,
the lawyer
and they lose, then they got to pay the
lawyer. That's what it says, right. So do I say we have to pay the lawyer fees, the fees of fault, or the county pays the lawyer fees? So what's wrong with that? I mean,
you want to be wrong and not pay for my lawyer fees?
Yeah.
You want to create a situation where
I don't want to be going to lawyers because...
Well, no, we hope not.
That's the only way you can pay him.
But either the county's going to pay or the person in the business is going to pay, whoever's at fault. So what's wrong with that?
That's not the only way you pay lawyers, Chuck.
Right.
Right. I mean...
So...
I mean, this says standard in most contracts. It's just a standard item.
I told you.
I know.
My obligation is to protect the county.
You're
and
protecting
that's what
the county.
Well,
I mean, how can you not protect the county if he's at fault and he's got to pay the lawyer fees, your lawyer fees? I mean, isn't that protecting the county?
That's always decided by the court anyway. In here, you're deciding for the court ahead of time. My opinion. That's
okay, fine.
Okay.
My opinion.
Yeah. That's all I've got.
So really, there's not any major changes. There's some parts that should go to state's attorney, which I recommend that's where this goes next, before and then come back to the board.
You would like, before it goes to the county board, I think the airport board ought to have the opportunity to...
That's who's here. That's who's been working on it, is the airport board. I mean, what's one that's missing? Dale Barkley, Jake Payne, I, you, Mike, who else is on? Donna was there last time.
Yeah.
So who's missing from the airport board? What are they going to do?
The airport board has to make a recommendation to the county board. That's just how it works, unfortunately.
I know, I understand that, but when you have things in the lease that we don't understand and they need a state's attorney to interpret, why are we going to vote on something we don't understand? So when do you think this should go to state's attorney? When that's all said and done, and then we find out that things in there aren't correct? Or aren't legal,
right.
Then what are they going
to
do?
Well, we have to agree on, like I think we have, we took things out.
Correct.
I didn't say that the state's attorney wouldn't okay them. I'm saying I didn't want them in there personally.
Okay.
And
right.
We agreed to that,
correct.
So that came out.
So,
and if the airport board or the county board sees something in there that they don't want, then it comes out. Then what's left goes to the state's attorney, and he says, hey, that's just fine, or...
Or he puts them back in.
Yeah.
Or puts them back
right.
in. Right. Or takes them out. But
right.
We don't know that. We marked two or three things that none of us understood. So why are we going to vote on something we don't understand? So when...
Oh, I thought I understood them. I didn't like them.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them didn't understand.
Right. Anything
got my
else?
Recommendation. The recommendation is this goes to ISIP next before it goes back to the board. That's you, Mike, whatever you want to do. I'll be outvoted, but that's fine. I'm not used to it. So,
the procedure was set up by the county board.
No procedure set up by you.
Okay. Set up by me then.
Forgive me for speaking up now. I got here late. I apologize. But what I am absolutely amazed at is that you are pursuing this lease as if it is only to protect one party. That is grossly in error.
Yeah, I agree.
Any lease, if you lease an apartment, if you lease a car, if you lease the Empire State Building, both parties are going to sign that document.
Mm-hmm.
And that document has to protect both parties. Forgive me for being late. Burger, Donald F.
Donald Burger.
Anything else come
well,
before this?
Well, I've got to decide.
What's that?
Where is this lease go next?
I said it goes to the airport board, like we agreed on.
Like
I said the county board.
I think we'll put it to the airport board and let them make one more decision on it.
I disagree, but that's 2-1. So.
And then after they have some input into it, then maybe they would take it to the state's attorney.
The airport board's one that put it together to start with.
Well, there were three
except
members.
For a couple, three changes.
Three members of the advisory board did.
Have you got a copy of that lease? I've got copies of
if
anybody needs one. I should give you one. I'm sorry.
I just don't want to hear the next board meeting, Chris Patrick, say that we missed the deadline again.
What deadline's that?
He just said deadline was supposed to have been in February.
Oh,
the last board meeting?
No, I think it was March.
No.
March.
It was March, okay. But we missed the deadline, so he's going to say, again, we missed another deadline. As if I don't care. I mean, I don't see any hurry in it anyway. I mean, we can go another year or two if we have to. So. We can pass it around 2 or 3 more times. I'm just sick of looking at it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
We spent, I think it should have been 99% done the way it was. And I'll make a couple little comments, but I've already said too much the way it is. So.
Well, go ahead.
No, I'm not.
Anything else?
When are we going to take this to the advisory? Is it the next
Next Tuesday, isn't it? And then when our advisory...
No, they're running...
Huh?
Second. Yeah, that's late this year. Or this April's late. It's a week late. More than a week late. A workshop on the 1st. But that,
mm-hmm.
I don't see... What the advisory committee is going to come up with. I can't see any changes except the ones we made, and those are important. Basically, I mean, it's just a change of 1 or 2 words. So why is the airport advisory committee going to... We've already met. That's... I mean, the people that...
Well, they've not ever met and approved this.
Be logical to take it to the ISO and get it lined like it's supposed to be,
right.
And we can either recommend it.
That's
or,
what I. That's my feeling. I can't see going back to the advisory because the advisory committee is the one that made it the first place, and this is the advisory
get
committee.
Get it fixed and look at it again.
Pardon?
Get it fixed and look at it again.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Well, some of the things we don't understand anyway because it takes a lawyer to interpret. So
it was pretty hard keeping up with both of you at the same time.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm a race car driver. I'm not half my pilot.
Me either. That's the problem.
Flying a plane is different than...
Do we need a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second.
Yeah, but you can write that down on the journey. We adjourned it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got loud. Sorry, I got loud.
Please hold on a minute. She wouldn't even